Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. Have we got a fantastic and fabulous Christmas program for you today. We're going to be talking about No Shave November, and we're going to also be talking about the Julie Tussey Show's premiere list, the top five gifts for your girl.
No Shave, no shave November.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
Pop the glampain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés, the original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Gosh, thank you so much, April. Don't you just love it when you get all that applause?
I love it.
I love it. I actually love it so much. I just have it on demand. I can push a button, and then I get it. I need to get you some of that.
Some clapping?
Yeah, need to get you some of that.
I'm okay.
Yeah. You're okay?
I'm okay.
Wouldn't it be nice, though, to have it, like, on your phone, and you're like, oh, man, I just hit 10,000 steps.
Someone clap button.
Clap for yourself.
Someone give me a pat
on
the
back.
I'm
sure somebody already invented that because I'm always behind the times on that kind of stuff. But we have a great program for you today. We're going to talk about all kinds of wonderful things, but our topic is the top five gifts for your girl. So if you're a girl listening to this, you need to put it on demand for your guy. Like when your husband comes home and you're laying in bed and it's starting to get romantic, be like, oh, baby, I need you to hear this for a minute. And play the podcast.
Because you'll have his attention.
Because you're going to love this. Yeah. But before we get started with that, what is this month, April?
It is
No Shave November. Woo! Yeah. We're not shaving.
We're not.
It's kind of itchy. We're going to do a photo shoot for everybody, but April and I have made a pledge that we are not going to shave in November because, number one, is it fair that men get to go without shaving?
It's not fair. They shouldn't have all the fun.
They shouldn't have all the fun, and it's, so we have to, you know, equal rights. Mm-hmm. We need equal rights, but mostly we're doing it because we want to remind men to get their prostate exam,
right?
Because it's a real serious thing, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what No Shave November is all about. I think it started out with No Shave Mustache or something. I was reading something about that.
I don't know.
Oh man, my mustache is really getting out there now. Wait till you see the pictures. It's gonna be something else.
El natural.
But Thanksgiving is coming up. We did our grateful podcast, mm-hmm. and so don't forget to be thankful for something. Even in the worst of days, you can always find someone who's worse off, right? And
for
find
sure.
something to be thankful
right.
for. So be thankful. We have some wonderful guests coming on. Mm-hmm. The Wells are coming on. That is Dr. Mm-hmm. Wells from Lexington, Kentucky, mm-hmm. and his beautiful wife, Susan. They're going to come on. I got to go over and meet them. We went and sang at one of their galas. Mm-hmm. That was so fun, mm-hmm. the Julie Tussey Band. And they have the most amazing things. It's called Wells Plastic Surgery and Skincare. Mm-hmm. And they have great products and great things that they can do that aren't like cutting everything open and putting it back
right.
together.
You know right. I mean? They can do a lot of things in-house, get you in and out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful things. So give them a look. They're at wellsplasticsurgery.com. Mm-hmm. And go check it out. They have some really good specials going on for the mm-hmm. holidays. Good stuff. You're going to love the podcast mm-hmm. when we do it. I can't wait for them to come.
Yeah.
Getting Angelo and Veronica to come in, my favorite gospel singers. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to put some of their songs on, but her voice is everything I wish I could be. She's off the chain. Yeah. Yeah, she's off the chain, and they have quite a story. So we're going to get them on, hopefully for Christmas. Wouldn't that be nice? Mm-hmm. To have a little gospel music for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And excited about that. The top five gifts for your girl. This is a Julie Tussey show premiere. Like, we're premiering this right now, mm-hmm. with you, because we've decided that we know what girls want.
Mm-hmm. Better than the internet. We don't like their answers.
Right. I'm sorry, but I don't need that.
Right.
I don't need that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to count down kind of like David Letterman. Mm-hmm. And I might throw my pen and break the glass in between. Okay. But we're going to start with number five on this. So the top five gifts for your girl. Number five is... our own personal grocery shopper for 1 year.
Wow.
How much do you think it would cost to pay someone to do your grocery shopping?
I don't know. I think, doesn't Kroger do the thing where you can click list it, you can shop through your app, and then just pull up? I think it's only $5.
I know.
To pull up, like, and they load it for you and everything. And I've asked, well, what about the coupons, the digital coupons you got, which a lot of grocery stores and chains, probably everywhere you guys shop, you guys have an app with some kind of coupons or deals or specials on it. And I guess Kroger does the same thing. They also have specific coupons just for the click it list, is what they call the click it list. And so I guess the coupons, as long as they match up with what's on your list, you get the coupon discounts, as if you were there scanning your Kroger card.
Yeah, and you know, so, I like the idea of a personal shopper. But I think I like the click it list better. And so it's $5 a week for a year.
It might be an affordable way to get someone that gift when they don't have time to go grocery shopping, or they have knee or feet, you know, they don't like to be on their feet that much. They're work all day. They're tired. They just want to come home. It would be nice just to have that. My worry is I like to see the things.
Me too.
And I probably would take me a timer. I mean, once I know exactly the brand of what kind I want, and I'm sure once I got it done and when I got home, actually had everything on my list, I'd be like, oh, okay, you know, because you don't know who's on the other end picking up these items for you, and you're hoping that they look at your list and make their best judgment call based on price and everything else. Because if I'm not there to price it, what if I have a killer coupon?
What if this head of lettuce was 5 cents less than this head of lettuce?
Right. Yeah, you're not sure, but if it was someone you knew or was working for you, you know that they're going to go pick out
exactly
the best stuff. I'm assuming the grocery stores also do an amazing job at that. But
actually, they do, because I live right next to the Kroger's, and I'm like, I think I'm friends with everybody where I go. But I actually am friends with the manager, and I'll see these college kids. We have a college town here, and the college kids are doing the click list. Mm-hmm. Is it click it list or the click list?
I think it's click it or click list, something like
that. Yeah. They're clicking away.
Right.
And they're picking out. And so I've actually stopped and talked to them. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
And they said, well, we're doing filling this order. And I said, okay, so when you're picking this out, how do you know which one to get?
Right.
And they say, we always pick out the best.
There you go.
And I have friends that do this, this thing. I'm liking that. When I was pregnant, actually, both times. When I was pregnant for the twins, both times, I was bedridden. I was only allowed to get up to use the restroom. And so I would make a grocery list, and someone else would go and get my groceries. And that was really nice. But I had the same dilemma. Like, I would be like, okay, I need, like, totally, completely fat-free Coffee Mate. And then they'd bring back regular, and I'd be like,
Right.
You know? So so it does eliminate that, because you actually see exactly what you're ordering. And I believe if our men would just go ahead and buy this, or we buy it for each other for Christmas, we'll save money in the long run, because you don't have impulse buying. You know, Gary teases me and he says I'm a squirrel, but it's just because my mind works so quickly. I can actually be on one subject and go to another one really fast, and I don't lose my way, but he thinks I do. But I know what I'm doing. I'm gathering nuts.
Right.
I am, and I'm putting them, storing them away. So there is a method to my madness. But in that same thing, when I go in the store, I might have went in there for Coffee Mate or creamer or tofu or whatever it was. And I'll come out of the store without that item.
And everything else you didn't really need. Right.
Everything for stir fry bought.
Right.
And so I think when you shop online, like, you click every, you don't have the temptation. It's not like, oh, that's on sale. You know what I mean? You don't have that, oh, let's make the, so you don't have that.
Yeah.
So I think in the long run, you would save money, don't you?
Right.
And the first, like, three times are free.
Are they really?
Yeah, so they only have to pay like for 49 weeks.
Oh, right, $5.
Yes, Kroger, thank you. We will take a free shopping spree
or
in exchange.
Or if you just wait and do grocery shopping once every month or two, but you just stock up like there's no, you know what I mean? Like you're never going to get to Kroger again, you know?
I know.
And then you don't have to do it so often.
Oh, I'm notorious for that.
And then someone could load all of that into the car for you, and then you've got two kids here to help you unload
right.
once you get here.
And
so.
You call ahead and you say, come to the car if you ever want to have an allowance again.
And I just had a thought, you know, when you go to the coupon section on your app, if you go to the click it list or the coupons first that you can only get if you order it that way, then that gives you a good idea of what's can save you extra money. You could start there and click the or cut those coupons right away because you know you're going to be getting the because if you just show up in a grocery shop, you can't use the coupons that are for the people who do the click it list. Yeah, it's not fair.
No, it's not fair, and I'm
so
in protest.
I think it's incentive. I mean, they might have duplicates, right? But I don't always see it. Sometimes it's stuff you can only get if you're doing the click it list bonus, and they'll have special coupons just for those people who are ordering ahead of time, pulling up, let you load it, and you drive away. I mean, how awesome is that?
Right. Well, I went to Kroger the other day, and they had flour for $1.29 a bag, and so I had to buy three of them.
Right.
And sugar was $1.59 a bag, and I had to buy three of them. So I think that I wouldn't have done that probably online.
Right.
And I had to carry them all in myself. It was terrible. So number five, the top five accounting down. Number five, our own Click It list or our own grocery shopper.
Yes.
Woo! Number four, a romantic weekend with my lover.
Sounds great.
Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want a fuzzy robe and slippers.
Yeah.
And I don't want a sweater or a vacuum.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I want a romantic weekend with my lover.
Mm. Yes.
And for them to plan it, wouldn't that be cool?
Like us just to not do anything, just show up and relax. That's the only requirement. And they handle all the planning.
I know.
Like they've called ahead and they make sure everything's good and they know the checkout time and they can brief me on everything to be expected. And then we go.
That's right. That's right. Grab your toothbrush and your G-string.
That's right.
We're going
that's
on a trip.
That's all you
right?
need.
That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did that for Gary for his birthday. I knew he wanted to go buy a Martin guitar. So I booked a hotel down by Sevierville, Tennessee. And I kidnapped him. He works like a fiend. And he came home from work. And I'm like, you're done. Get in the car. And he's like, what? I said, yep, I'm kidnapping you. And you are leaving. And so I said, back your bag. We're going.
We're going.
And you know what? He loved it.
Beautiful guitar and a lot of fun stories. And you guys looked relaxed and energized. Sometimes you have to get away. It's nice to spend time with family during the holidays and stuff like that. But it's also nice just to get away. Just the two of you. Go back to the roots of your love and just enjoy each other.
I really like the roots of my love. I do. I like going back. I'll be like, remember the first time you kissed me?
Does he?
Yeah. No, he does. He does.
Aww.
But I'll be like, remember the first time you kissed me? What were you thinking?
Oh my
gosh. He's like, I remember the first time I kissed you, but I don't know what I was thinking.
At least you have a good story. The first time my current boyfriend tried to kiss me, I actually rejected the kiss. Yeah, and he didn't scare him off. So it was one of those things where it caught me off guard. I'm like, wait, I'm not ready. I just wasn't ready. I was just not. I liked him so much. I was so afraid. It was weird.
How I responded when Gary brought the Corvette home without me knowing about it.
No kiss for you. No, but I remember this is what happened. It's like, okay, I just kind of looked away, and he's like, oh, okay. Like, he misread me, you know.
Oh.
So he goes to leave, and he walks out, and as he's walking away, I'm like, you know, call me. God, what's wrong with me? But when you're just getting back out there in the game after being married a long time, and I was divorced and nervous and just didn't know what to do, and I was like, well, I'm not ready. I'm just not ready, and... Then I'm like, but wait, but call me. But don't
call
go
me
anywhere.
Later.
Yeah, like we'll talk about it.
He must have really liked you because he stuck through it.
I know. And I felt, I still feel bad about it because I know who he is now. I'm like, I should have never turned it away, but it was late
but
and I was nervous.
But if you weren't ready, you weren't ready.
Yeah, and I had a little bit to drink too. And I was worried about it being like sloppy or, you know, I want to be in my right mind and I want to be present in the moment. We had just had like this, and I didn't even realize we were on a date. We were with friends.
No means no, sister.
So, oh, and he was such a gentleman. nothing about it, but I was just, oh, this, like, as he's leaning in, I'm like, nope, and just gave him the cheek, and he didn't even give me a kiss at all. So I felt, yeah.
Wow.
I felt like I hurt his feelings, but he's more than made up for it since then.
And I'd say, so have you.
Yes, I have. Yeah,
yes,
we're all
the
good.
First time Mr. Tussie kissed me, I saw fireworks. I was like, oh, my goodness. Never had any idea I would have that kind of reaction. Mm-hmm. He's the wet in my water and the sweet in my sugar. And he's the rainbow in my storm.
He's the cream in your coffee.
The cream in my coffee. Yeah, I don't know, just wonderful. So mm-hmm. It was awesome. So I remember what mm-hmm. I was thinking. I was seeing fireworks. He probably does too, but you know, men can be shy about talking about that.
I know.
So, yeah. So, number five, a grocery shopper, our own personal grocery shopper, or someone to at least pull it out of the store and put it in our car. Number five, a romantic week with my lover. Mm-hmm. And number three, our own personal housekeeper.
Oh, that would be nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, just a good scrub. Just one really good... Even if it's just a one-time, like, you hire a crew of three women and or men, and they're just scrubbing and bleaching and dusting and just, yeah, just get that thing clean, right?
On their hands and knees, working hard.
I want baseboards spit-shined, you know? Just that whole... If there's one dog hair in this house, you're going to be in trouble, you know?
Exactly.
I would love it. I love that.
I have had both spectrums. I have cleaned house for people, mm-hmm. for my close friends that needed help because they were so busy working in the church or whatever, and they mm-hmm. just couldn't do it. And I have had a housekeeper many years because of having two sets of twins and two companies mm-hmm. to run. And oh, my lordy. Mm-hmm. And I love it. It takes such a pressure off. Like if you, okay, guys, here's a tip, mm-hmm. that free advice. If you want your woman to be romantically inclined, get her a housekeeper.
So true. And let me tell you, when I was in the Army, I had to buy my free time. Because I was an officer and I worked nonstop. So really, really the only time, and even then not then, the only time I had it myself was maybe late in the evening or weekends. So I had the money. I invested in my own landscaper, my own housekeeper, who I hired from my church. It was women that I trusted. And they were amazing because I could come home every other Friday. Mm. And when you come home and it's already spotless, and then you can just begin your weekend.
It's like heaven.
And, right. Instead of it's beginning like your weekend with the house chores you know you have to get done, starting Friday night sometimes mm-hmm. when you get off work, and just being able to come home and just drop my gear and go do whatever I wanted, not worry about the house, not worry about the lawn, not worry about... So contracting help out in the life of your loved one mm-hmm. may sound like an odd gift, but it's not, because you're buying them not only... a gift, but it's you're buying them back their free time they can spend with you. And if you're rested mm-hmm. and you don't have to scrub something on your hands
and
knees all day,
mentally the pressure mm-hmm. is off, because men, I don't think men are like this, but when a woman's home is not clean like the normal woman
mm-hmm. yeah,
there's so much mental stress. It's
there
like
is.
Pressure
you
like
can't,
I can't be free to relax mm-hmm. with you because I have to do these things mm-hmm. and I'm obligated, and it's a stress mm-hmm. it's a mental stress.
Females have that. We have to nest mm-hmm. our nest has to be in working order. It cannot be in disarray. We need to know where our stuff is. We need to know where we can find our stuff or what we're low on. And when it's a mess, we don't have that mental capacity to keep track of everything in the house. I say a clean house is a happy house. I love
Me too.
House.
I love mm-hmm. it to be organized and clean.
Definitely.
Love it.
And sometimes we need some help. Especially when you have two people working in the home. It's still generally the woman's responsibility, I think, just by nature. And plus mm-hmm. we like doing it sometimes. But it's good if the men will pitch in. So if you can't afford a housekeeper, maybe you come home a little early before she gets off work and you clean it for her.
Exactly.
That is even more amazing. Gary, are you listening? Gary Tussie?
If they're any good at it, though. I don't think men clean very well. Do you? Like, I see dirt and they don't.
Okay, but this is like a perspective thing. Okay, like if you've been married 20 years and like he feels like, but you know, think about if he really wants to like wow you, or mm-hmm. I think they can.
They can.
Yes, if they know that their love life depended upon it, I guarantee you it would be clean.
Guarantee you.
I mean, I hate to do that. I would never put that off your head. Like, oh, you know, you want some loving tonight? Well, the dishwasher.
Clean the oven,
really,
baby. You want some loving? Clean the oven.
Right. Yeah, unless they're outside doing all the yard work, which, you know, I think, you know, as long as it's some kind of something, just take the burden off.
You know,
off
it your doesn't cost that much to get, even if it was once a month or twice a month, that makes such a big difference when you don't have to be the one to scrub the showers and scrub the toilets and scrub the floors. You know what I mean? It's easy to keep it maintained. It's that I do a weekly deep clean, or my housekeeper does. When she, like, I've been 3 months without a housekeeper, and it hasn't been getting done but once a, every 2 weeks or once a month, because, and that wears on me. I don't like that. But I used to tease Gary, and I used to tell him, you know, I clean naked.
Right.
So, and he'd be like, what? What? You know, he's like,
the French, like, maid outfit.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's seeing. But what's actually happening is I have so much to do when I get out of the shower, and I'm in my towel, my shower's still wet, it's getting cleaned.
That's the time to do it. Yeah, yeah, it really is.
You know, because it's called time management, sister.
Yes, and the steam helps clean it too. And same thing for your hardworking man. You know, maybe you know a guy with his own landscaping business, and you hire him on a Saturday to do all the yard work and rake all the leaves and do all the trimming with the weed and just kind of give your man a break from his manual labor.
That's right. You know, you could like do it. Two lawn chairs and some pina coladas.
And just watch
virgin. And watch the guy clean with your husband.
That's so
funny.
That'll
make him so happy.
Oh, my gosh.
And you could tell him, now, when this man goes by, you can give him an order.
Right. Your boss.
Right.
My manservant
boss. You can
be the boss.
Yeah. Manservant. My pool boy, Alejandro. Yeah, so, I mean, personal housekeeper, number three.
Yeah,
I love
it's
it.
Great.
I love it. It's worth it. I would rather have that than a diamond ring. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I already have diamond rings, so they don't matter. But no, I seriously love that idea. Aren't the Julie Tussie Show top five gifts for your girl? Isn't this amazing?
I think they're honest.
They are. They're real. This, you know, on the Julie Tussie Show, we hit you where the rubber meets the road.
Right. We tell it like it is.
We're telling the truth of what a woman really wants.
Right.
All right. Well, number two of the top five gifts for your girl is a spa day with a full body massage.
That's almost, that might be the best.
I think it should be like every month or every quarter. Like,
yes. Now, Massage Envy, I know, has a thing. You only pay like $70 a month, but you get an hour-long massage, or you can get a facial, an hour-long facial. And then you can also upgrade for a discounted price, and you get discounts on other stuff. Because I don't know, when I pay for an hour-long massage, I expect to pay about $100, and then you tip, and if it's a nice place. So the $70 a month, or whatever it was, this was when
that's
I lived
in
Virginia.
That's really reasonable.
Yeah, Massage Envy. And then they were really great, and I felt like they were flexible, and it was therapeutic. It was wonderful.
Yes. Now, gentlemen, if you cannot afford $70 a month, at least pay for one
full
session,
spa day.
One full spa day. Oh,
the head to toe.
I just had
everything.
One a month ago. It was the first all day spa day I've ever had. Can you believe
that?
Aren't
they the best? I've been at one. Is it like where you like you're still in your robe and they serve you lunch?
Yes, and
I've had that one. Yep, I had that one. Time.
I don't even drink it, but I sipped. I had a couple sips. It was pretty cool. I felt very rish-bish. I was like, yeah, yes, I'm having my champagne.
In my robe at my...
Yeah, in my robe.
Right.
While people are meandering about aimlessly.
Right. waiting in line to touch me. Yeah, like the manicure, the pedicure, the facial, the massage.
Oh, it was so good. Yeah. I got hot stone therapy. Ooh. And then we got our hair done at the end. We did our own makeup, but we got our hair done. And our husbands came and picked us up. I was with my friend Lynn and came and picked us up. We were at the Marriott here in Lexington, and they picked us up, and we all went out to dinner, and then we went out to hear music.
Wow.
It was really neat.
What a nice day.
I know.
That sounds great.
It was just a spur of the moment, and I thought, but what a fantastic gift
that
makes.
What a good idea. If you get your woman a full spa day at the end, get the hair and makeup, like what Julie just got, then you pick her up. She's ready for her hot date. She can bring a change of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Change right there. You at the end of the spa day, then you take her out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you ain't going home with no loving.
Oh, girl.
You are getting some loving.
That's right. There's going to be lots of loving for that. And I will tell you, when Lynn and I walked out, we were like something on a TV show.
You just felt so.
We had our bags and we're like, our shoulders are back, our heads are high. We are feeling good. We are feeling beautiful. Yeah. We felt pampered. And I wish it would have been videoed because we were both like so rish bish walking out. We're just like, oh my gosh, we are something on a stick.
Right. Like, I am Julia Roberts for one day, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. It was great. All right. So we've talked about number five, a grocery shopper, personal grocery shopper. Mm-hmm. Number four was a romantic week with my lover. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's the one you're married to.
Right. Or the one you're going to be married to.
Yeah, exactly. And number three, our own personal housekeeper. Mm-hmm. Number two was a spa day with a full massage, all day spa day. And number one, are you ready for this? A surprise vacation. Mm-hmm. What did I write there, little? or a tummy tuck.
Or a tummy tuck, right. Yeah. Something super expensive.
Something super expensive, yeah. Right. No, but a surprise vacation. Mm-hmm. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome for you to open up this big, gigantic box and in the bottom is a ticket that says you're going to Costa Rica or you're going to Hawaii or you're going to Destin, Florida for 2 weeks or a week.
And make sure you take them out somewhere romantic. Maybe give them that kind of gift private, because it just occurred to me, I have a memory of something very much like this of maybe about, I don't know, 15 or 20 years ago. I was pretty young, and we had an extremely wealthy great aunt and great uncle, and they did not have kids of their own. And so all Christmas, we would be humbly exchanging the small gifts, and then the grand finale is, what did Uncle Kenny and Aunt Linda get each other? And it was literally like a very hard candy Christmas humble year, and they gave each other like the most, it was a princess cruise, but it was the back half of the ship with the butler and the room. It wasn't just a room on a ship. It's called
like
presidential suite, which is reserved for like, they were wealthy, but my gosh, if you have your own private butler and some other, I don't know if it's a maid or some other servant in the, it's like a small apartment in the back of a princess cruise line.
Awesome.
And it was somewhere really exotic. And they were like, oh, thank you. Like, and then he had gotten her this huge diamond ring. And then they exchanged these really obnoxious gifts.
Well, if you have the money.
In front of like, no, we weren't poor, but it was like really.
And what'd
like,
you get? A wiffle ball?
Oh, what they got us was like, you know, the Gottschalks, you know, display of whatever necklace they had sitting out. You know, you could tell it was like one of those nice but not nice pieces of jewelry that will tarnish in 6 months. And which is fine because that's what we can all afford, except when they did that. So if you've got something really awesome, make it special when you give them the gift. Because I, you know, you may make them feel uncomfortable giving them something like that from someone who can't afford it. Of course, if it's in front of your immediate family or your children, they're going to be happy for you.
Right.
But don't do it in front of other couple, because it might feel good to like impress somebody by this wonderful gift you got someone. But when you surprise someone with a really extravagant gift, their reaction may not be what you hope.
Right.
Maybe like Corvettes and things like that.
Yeah, speaking of the Corvette, Gary surprised me with that. And when I saw it, I was like, oh my Lord. He spent our every last dime on the Corvette, and it wasn't that way. Mm-hmm. It was actually not brand new, but it looked brand new. And so my first instinct was like, what did he do?
Goodbye, retirement plan.
But I will have to tell you, I do love the Corvette.
Yeah.
Once I got over the shock and, you know, realized
it was affordable.
Yeah, it was more affordable
than I
thought.
It wasn't brand spanking new, yeah. Right.
But yeah, I can see that, like, memo, $20 limit.
Right, right. Or if you're going to exchange something like that, do it in a romantic environment, not in grandma's living room in front of all the poor kids, okay?
Right. Exactly. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fun. It's funny to us now, but like, we look back and we still tell stories about they did this every year though.
Oh, okay.
And they would buy a lot of gifts for us, and so it was really nice. But there was just one year in particular, we were just like, really? But it's like they waited and they did it in front of us, so we all got to watch. I just kind of felt like it was a little snooty, a little mucho.
And they probably just wanted you to share in their joy.
They wanted us to. Or be jealous. One or the other. I couldn't tell.
Gary is really, really good. I'm really blessed. Like, even the Corvette, he was right. He's really good at picking gifts for me.
Aww.
And so I love the idea of a surprise vacation, and maybe when he's producing this, he'll hear this.
Right.
Right.
Surprise vacation.
But our top five was number five, our personal grocery shopper. Mm-hmm. Number four, romantic week with my lover. Number three, a personal housekeeper. Number two, a full massage spa day. And number one, a surprise vacation.
Oh, they all sound good. I'll have one of each, please.
I know, please. On 5 days of Christmas.
Right.
On the Julie Tessie Show.
On my 5th day of Christmas.
That's right.
True love gave to me.
My true love gave to me. A romantic week with my lover. But yeah, so I love this list.
Yeah, this is
it was amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know what your list would be, but this is right
close.
Up my alley.
It's pretty much like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, April, thank you so much for being on the Julie Tessie Show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate you. We want you to be happy. The whole purpose of the podcast is to make people laugh and give them great information to help their life be better. That's really what my heart is all about with the Julie Tessie Show. So I hope we're being a blessing to you. Please reach out to someone in your life and be a blessing to them during the holidays. Some people take them very hard.
Yes.
And some people are lonely and some people are alone. So of all the times of the year to do something special for someone or just kind of look beyond your own, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in our own world, you know, paying the bills and take care of the kids and feeding the dog and all of that, that it's a really good time to just reach out beyond yourself and do something kind for someone else, even if it's just a smile or buying some groceries or inviting someone for a coffee
or lending a
hand, just praying.
Right.
Yeah, just praying for someone. Don't forget to do that. And don't forget to be thankful because you know what? You're here for a reason. It's not by accident that you're here, and you can always find something to be grateful for in life because it's wonderful to be alive.
Absolutely.
It really is. Mm-hmm. This is Julie Tessie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles
Wells on the Julie Tessie Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tessie Show.
No shave November.
I'm Julie Tessie, smart enough to be a blonde.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.